Well, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know what? Jesus is going to take care of you. Jesus is going to take care of me. He's going to take care of his children. You can be sure of that. Because, you know, the Bible says that he is faithful and true, and he will do that. And I thank God that he has taken care of you so far, and he's taken care of me so far, and he's going to keep on doing it. And he'll bring us through these latter days in the earth that we're living in today. So we're going to open up this morning, this evening, with some news, and I welcome you to the program today on this 23rd day of 2021 April. Yeah, we're almost done with this month. It sure went by fast, didn't it? My, the month seemed to go by. So anyway, let's open up with some news and we'll get into this program tonight. All right, yeah, so here we see a prominent American evangelist has been banned from American Airlines after no reason given. So he was going to preach in a city in Wisconsin, Green Bay, Wisconsin. And so after flying to Green Bay to preach at a local church, they even canceled his return flight, so he couldn't even get back to where he came from. And he had to book on a different airline to even get out of Green Bay. And he was told that it was a face mask violation, yet he wore a face mask the whole time. So the airline just lied to him because they didn't like him. So he's now banned from all future flights and travel on American Airlines. Hey, what is going on here? That is really ridiculous that the airlines now have the agenda of deception as well. So Southern Baptist leader Russell Moore to join globalist elitist leader George W. Bush to push open borders agenda. Yeah, so you see, he's one of the prominent Southern Baptist leaders, but he is a person who has a liberal theology as well. So is he really even a born-again Christian? You don't even know that he is. So Christian, his fruits are not manifesting the Holy Spirit anyway. Let's put it that way. Christian University, Seattle Pacific University faculty revolts after university board votes to affirm biblical view of sexuality. And so the faculty, who's supposed to be Christian faculty, has compromised and wants sexual sin and males with males and females with females. And they freaked out that the board said marriages is between male and female. What is true biblical Christianity today? What's happening here? What's happening here? So they now want to hire LGBTQ, evidently, the faculty, that is, not the board, but the faculty there does, and that's supposed to be a Christian university, supposed to stand for biblical standards and the Word of God. And one Lutheran church in Fayetteville, Arkansas, will be hosting a, quote, queer camp for teens this summer. That's right, Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville, pastored by Quint Nickcloth, will be hosting the camp for teens with abnormal sexual desires and their families to promote acceptance, tolerance, and celebration of the LGBTQ lifestyle. And the camp will include yoga, which is non-Christian also, of course, and yoga training, among other anti-Christian things. Wonder what Martin Luther would have thought about all that. Yeah. So this is a church doing this. Supposed to be a Christian church. And a team of elders from the Woodstock Church of Christ in Georgia are under fire for threatening to expel mom who left her husband and started dating women and making public in the church her lesbian belief. Yeah, well, what's wrong with that, my friend? But they're under fire over that because it's not politically, religiously correct anymore, I guess, to say what the Bible says, do what the Bible says. And the Biden administration, which they're doing all kinds of anti-Christian, anti-Christ things, Biden administration appealed ruling protecting religious hospitals from having to do transgender surgery and protecting them from the transgender mandate. So in other words, doctors will be, may be forced to do sex change operations, even though they object to doing that in their conscience, right? So, hey, what have we got going on in America right now? Sick world, huh? They're just rejecting biblical Christianity and going with something that is, doesn't even look like the Bible. Seattle police chief canceled department dinner with Franklin Graham because he's not pro-gay. So evidently the Seattle police chief is pro-gay, obviously. Yeah. Wow. Here's another one. China launches hotline to report on people for faking opinions. That's what they're calling it when they don't agree with the Communist Party. Yeah, mistaken opinion. Things that are not in agreement with the CCP, Chinese Communist Party. A nation of tattletales is what they will become. Would that be what we become here in America as well? Could be. Yeah. Young, pregnant, pro-abortion leader in Argentina dies after she gets her legal abortion that she fought to gain now that abortion is legal in Argentina. So she fought for that, and she got it, and now she goes to get an abortion, and it kills her. She died of what appears to be the abortion, right? The abortion process that she fought so hard to get legalized in Argentina. Now she goes and takes advantage of a legalization of it and dies doing that. Wow. What does that tell people? Yeah, and the Biden administration axes Trump's rules limiting experimentation on aborted babies. Now they could just experiment all they want to on aborted babies. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, we are headed for disaster in the United States of America if God's people don't cry out to God and turn to him and fast and pray and seek the Lord. Because things are going very wrong in the way that things are headed. As of April 15, 2021, some 5,800 Americans who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 have been diagnosed with COVID-19. And 74 of them have died already of those that have taken the vaccine and caught or picked up COVID-19. Yeah. So what good did your little vaccination do you? Obviously didn't do you any good against whatever you got. And now 5,800 of them that got the vaccine and got the COVID-19 and 74 died. Well, how's all that working out for people, I wonder? Not so well. All right. So anyway, welcome to the program today. Glad to have you all tuning in. Yeah, a lot of people are doing it today and it's not turning out so well. I had somebody, a listener, told me that someone went by the drive-through vaccination in one of his cities, and they gave him the vaccination, and he drove off and died while he was driving off after getting the jab. he drove off and died right there in the car while driving it and ran over somebody after he died. Because the car kept going, he just died. I mean, you think that's wise to give people drive-through vaccination when people are dying like that and going and hitting the car that they're driving hit somebody? They had to take them to the hospital, this person who got ran over? Wow, that's sad. Well, we're going to pray here as we go into the program today and have some things on my heart to share with you as we get into the Word of God today, and hope that it will help you. And by the way, this Sunday at the church, we're going to be doing a deliverance, service for those who want to come from the area around and get delivered and get taught on deliverance. So that'll be this Sunday on the 25th of April. So we'll let you know that for the local listeners. All right, let's pray now as we get into the Word. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. I want to thank you, Lord, for your presence here this evening in this room where I do this broadcast every week. Thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that we can pray in the Spirit every day. And I prayed in tongues today, Lord. And I will continue to pray in tongues every day by the grace of God, because we know that it edifies us, it builds us up, and prepares us for the things that we all must face in this life, the enemy attacks and all the different things that each of us have to go through in life. Father, we thank you, Lord, for victory over them. We thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for our prayer language, that we can pray in the Spirit anytime, pray with the Spirit and with understanding. We thank you for, Lord, you called us to be end time overcomers, and you've enabled and empowered us to do that today. So we want to thank you for that also, Lord. Thank you that you're making us an army of end-time overcomers who will prevail against the powers of darkness. Hallelujah. We thank you for the small miracles that you give us every week. Little things that a lot of people wouldn't even think, oh, that's just a coincidence. No, there's no coincidence. You did that for us, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord, that someone lost a key to a vehicle I had working on this week. And I went in there and I said, there it is right there. And, oh, okay. I didn't see that. It had somebody else's name on it. They mislabeled my key. And see, that's a little thing, Lord, but I thank you for that too. And all the other little things you do in our day-by-day life, you protect us from accidents. You find things that are lost. You cause us to be and have favor with certain individuals that we need favor with to be blessed. And so, Father, I thank you for every little miracle, Father, the little things that so many that take for granted. I don't take them for granted. I give you glory for them. And, Lord, you love us even in the midst of battle, even in the midst of temptation and trials and difficulties in life, Lord. You are there, and you are blessing us and taking care of us. And you don't forsake us just because we're in the middle of some spiritual battle, or the enemy causes us to sin or do something we shouldn't do. And we think, oh, my, we've surely lost now. But, no, you said you'd not leave us nor forsake us. You said you'd be with us to the end. And we thank you, Lord, that you even said precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his saints, Lord. So you told us that even our death will be precious in your eyes, and you'll be right there with us in the midst of that. So I was talking to someone this week that lost several people that they know and care about, and that scripture came to me, and I gave it to them. And we just thank God for putting things in our remembrance, Lord. Once we have them in there, you can bring them to our remembrance. And that's why I think it's so important that people read their Bible. They have something for the Holy Spirit to use when they need it, and give them and bring it to their remembrance. So I thank you for doing that, Father. All these little things that you do, Father, so important. And we give you the glory for it right now, Father. And if you haven't had little things happen lately and know that they were God, Father, I just pray for you that you'll have some of these little things happen too, as well as the big thing. We need them both. And you'll have some things, and you'll just say, wow, I know that was God. I see Jesus in that. Hallelujah. Thank you for doing that, Lord. Hey, remember to say thank you for the little things. Remember to say thank you for all that God does for you, all that Jesus does. And, Father, we want to thank you right now. And remember to say thank you, thank you, thank you for each and all of these little things that you've done in our life. Praise God. You've protected us. And something may not be a big deal, but you still protected us from cutting our hand or banging ourselves. What little thing it may be, you did it. And we give you glory for it right now, Father. And I pray for people to have that experience if they haven't had one lately, where they will see the little thing that Jesus did, the little thing that the angels did to take care of them. Praise you, Father. Praise you for more of you, Lord. Praise you for more power, more glory, more of your presence, more of your fresh anointing, Father. And Lord, we thank you for this broadcast tonight. I ask your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Father, and minister to your precious people, whom I love, but you love way much more than I could ever love them, Father. So I thank you that you love these people that tune into this broadcast. You care about them, and you want to minister to them, Father. And I thank you for doing that. I thank you, Lord, that you are faithful and true, Father. We cover the broadcast with the blood of Jesus right now. And we just loose the angels of the Lord to take care of things here in Jesus' name. And we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. All right, we're going to get into this now. Whose children are you? That's the title today of what we're going to be talking about. And maybe you don't know what that means, but before this is all over, you're going to know what it means. And you'll have an understanding of what we're talking about tonight. Hallelujah. So whose children are you? You know, the lines of separation are growing clearer and further apart, it seems, right now in this country, even the whole world. But especially we see it here where we live. And there are those who are the godless and the God-haters, and then those who claim a form of religion, but they deny the true power of God. There's a lot of those as well. And there's probably a lot of them are not even saved, although some may be. And today we're living more in the last days than any time in history, I believe. And of course, that's obvious, because as we go closer to the return of the Lord, it's going to be the last of the last days more and more. So where are you at right now? Have you located yourself? But I ask the question, where are you at with Jesus tonight? That's the most important question. We're seeing right now unprecedented events taking place like none have ever taken place in our lifetime quite like this. I mean, we've never had the situation, that we're seeing in the world right now. And, hey, if you're not awakened yet, well, I have to say, when will you awaken? I mean, what is it going to take? The forces of Satan have launched an all-out war on the saints worldwide. And the true church is facing peril at the devil's hands right now. And his minions, human and not human, we're facing the attack of the enemy. That's the devil's hand. And we need to learn to stand according to the spiritual timetable that we're in Christ Jesus today. And we need to know the times and the seasons that we're in to correctly discern how we should walk in these days like no other in our lifetime. So let's hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us. Every day we watch prophecy in the Bible unfold before our very eyes today. And we need to know whose children we are and live as such when we see clearly who and what we are in Christ Jesus today, we need to live in the proper way. And people today cry, we're free, and we have shed off the rules of old morality and Christianity and anything goes, and Judeo-Christian ethics are old-fashioned, and the Ten Commandments are archaic, and there are no absolutes. We just do what we want. We just live to please ourselves. That's all that matters. That's what people are saying. And then there's the other group of people still, religious legalists. That's right, that say, no, we're the ones who are free. We keep the law of God. What you're doing is evil, horrible, and you're going to hell. And how can you people do such a thing? This. And they turn their head up at such sinners. Well, which one is right? Which one is truly free? Well, I'll tell you what. They both claim to be, but I'll tell you the truth. Neither one is. Neither one is free. That's how deceived people are today. The first is a slave to their carnal fleshly appetite and the devil. And the second, a slave to the law and legalism and hypocrisy and a sin consciousness and guilt and demons. Religious devils, so they're both in bondage, because we don't want to be in either one of those, right? So let's go to Romans 10, verse 2, and start reading some word tonight. For I bear them record, talking about Israel, I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. And how many know nobody could do that? Nobody's been able to keep the law perfectly except Jesus Christ. He was the fulfillment of the law. But remember, my people perish still for lack of knowledge. And hey, there's a whole lot of Christians. And you saw by the news that I give you how the Christians are being deceived by the droves. I mean, and I think it's only going to get worse. And a lot of them are falling away. Yeah. So, yeah, religion will give you a measure of satisfaction. I've attended church. I've paid my tithe. Done, helped somebody across the street. I did my good work for today, but inside, when that's the case, something is missing. That guilt is still gnawing away at them. Remember Abraham, Father Abraham had two children. How many know who they were? Isaac and Ishmael. Let's go over to Galatians 4 here. Galatians 4, verse 22. 4:22, for it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by the promise, which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants, the new covenant, the old covenant, the New Testament, the Old Testament, right? One to Mount Sinai, which genders the bondage, which is Agar. And one to life, right? But one to bondage, one to liberty. One of the bond woman and one of the free woman. And the Bible says, you know, that one by Agar and one by Sarah. And one was born out of the flesh. Sarah in her flesh, when she got in the flesh, she said, go into my slave girl, since I am old, maybe this is how God wants you to have a child. Well, this was a fleshly child born of a fleshly thought in a fleshly act, and it wasn't God at all. And there are a lot of children of Hagar today born of the flesh, of their own wicked devices. And there's a lot of things that people do and they're involved in that are born of Hagar, born of the flesh. They aren't spiritual. They aren't profiting them anything. The flesh profiteth nothing, the Bible says. The promise was Sarah shall have a child. It didn't say Hagar was going to have a child. That would be the promise. No, the promise was Sarah shall have a child. And so when you twist the word of God a little bit to make it do what you want it to do, you the promise to be what you want. See, listen, you're getting off and you're going to have an Ishmael. And I want you to know, Christians are still having Ishmaels all the time. Well, I want to do this. Well, didn't God say this and such and such? Well, yeah, but you know what? I can't wait. I'm going to make it happen. And bloop, out comes this Ishmael. Out comes something fleshly, and usually it's got devils because, you know, the flesh, right, in my flesh, well, it's no good thing. So, hey, well, I feel like I need to do such and such. Well, is God telling you to do that? No. Well, boop, out comes another Ishmael. Do you like birthing Ishmaels? I don't. It's no fun. I had a few, and they're no fun. Listen, Sarah's child was a promise. It was birthed not by natural means, but by spiritual, by supernatural means, by God Almighty. See? Jesus did that. Jesus did that. And so we see an allegory of the two covenants. Old covenant with Ishmael, all to the flesh, do this, do that. But no one could. No one could keep the law. No one could keep the Ten Commandments perfectly. You couldn't. I couldn't. It dealt only with the outward, not with the spirit, the inward. Verse 25, we read here, for this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and answers to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. Hagar is a type of Mount Sinai, the mount where the law was given. And because of the law, the whole world is in bondage, right? By the law, we have knowledge of sin, too, see? And Jerusalem that now is in bondage. Hagar pointed to a physical city that's in bondage, and in bondage means they're just bound up, right? They're even unsaved means as well. It means unsaved. And yeah, I know God loves the Jews, but hey, not any more than he does the Chinese. I mean, some of these evangelicals have elevated the Jews so high that, man, they are just supermen and superwoman Jews. But that's not what the Bible teaches. He's created one new man in Christ Jesus, it says. One new born-again person. And I know God loves them Jews, okay? But not any more than he loves the Chinese, the Japanese, the American, or the Arab, or whatever. They all have to get saved the same way. The Jew will go to hell just like the Arab if they reject Jesus. The Jew will go to hell just like the whatever. The Saudi Arabian, the Arab, the Italian, whatever nationality you want to say. If they reject Jesus, they're all going to hell. Now look at verse 26. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. Yeah. Jerusalem above is free in the heavenly. This is the true church, the mother of us all. We're not related to the earthly, fleshly Jerusalem. But free Jerusalem, spiritual Jerusalem, Jerusalem is high and lifted up and above in heavenly, in God's heavenly realm, the third heaven. See, that's what we're related to now as a born-again believer. If you're born again, if not, you need to get born again and have Jesus in your heart right now. Don't wait. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe that you're God. I repent for my sin. Forgive me. Wash me in your blood right now. I receive you. I give you my life, Lord. From this day forward, do what you want with me. I'm yours, Lord. Just say those things to him. And believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. And wash my sins away by your blood. Also, repent, turn away from them. Romans 2, 28, 29. Let's go there. Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and 29. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Okay? Did you get that? Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one outwardly and, I mean, one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. He is in the spirit, not in the law. The letter means the law, the Ten Commandments. Okay? But he's a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit of man, in the spirit of woman. See? It says in the spirit, and not in the law, whose praise is not of man, but of God. See, you're a Jew, but not a Jew by the flesh. You're a Jew of the spirit, after Isaac, of the promise, the free one. The free one. So whose children are you, Hagar or Sarah? Fleshly or spiritual? Born out of the fleshly ideas or of the spirit? So much that goes on today is fleshly, sensual, devilish. So much that's going on among Christians is fleshly, sensual, devilish. Let's read that, James 3:15. It says, this wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. See, what is earthly, sensual, devilish? See, there's a lot that is not the wisdom of God, but it's worldly, fleshly, sensual, and devilish. The wisdom of this world will fail you because it's worldly, fleshly, sensual, devilish. And we see these things taking over so many people today. These fleshly, sensual, devilish spirits are controlling people's lives in and out of the church today, in and out of Christianity. You know, I'm watching fleshly, sensual, devilish doctrine invade the church in some people who call themselves Christians today. Things taking place that I would have not seen 10, 20 years ago. And it is sliding fast that way, folks. And we say, man, those who know the Lord and believe his word, we're saying, what is going on? What is going on here? We say, wow, that's what I'm saying. I'm amazed at people that you thought were strong in their walk with the Lord. They're just going off in these earthly, sensual, devilish things. These spirits of darkness are being successful at deceiving people who say they're Christians. This should not be, folks, but, you know, I'm watching it. It's like it's so easy to depart from the truth. It shouldn't be, but it is. It shouldn't be easy to depart from the truth, but people are doing it. Shouldn't be. You would think the church would be more grounded in the word and truth and grace, but no, it doesn't appear that way. You know, could it be because, you know, one of the reasons could be, of course, is that they don't study the Bible. They don't know the word of God. Therefore, they're easy prey for that which is earthly, sensual, and devilish. You're easy prey for religious spirits to operate in them and against them. Yeah, well, you've got to get in the word of God. You've got to know the word of God. The word of God will keep you, and it will direct you, and it will fill you. I love his word. Do you love his word? You need to love his word. I need to love his word, and I do love his word. And therefore, I read it, and I meditate on it. I dwell on it. I ponder it. Yeah, I still fault myself because I can't keep the law either, but I've got the grace of God. I've got the Spirit working in me, see? He's changing me. And what I couldn't do, he could do. See, what I couldn't do under the old covenant, what I couldn't do going back under the law, the Spirit of God is doing in me. See, it could also be that part of the reason is because Christians have rejected the fact that they have demons. Therefore, they are not alert to the work going on within themselves by these evil spirits that Paul said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. See? Yeah, these evil spirits that are earthy, sensual, and devilish are coming into people. When Christians reject deliverance and they reject that they might have demons, well, no wonder they're such easy prey for the enemy. So when Christians live from their flesh, as many are doing today, unfortunately, they're allowing what dwelleth there to run things and manifest in their lives. So who's really running the lives of many who call themselves Christians today? Who's really running their lives? That which is earthly, sensual, devilish, or that which is the Holy Spirit and Jesus? It's one or the other. So whose children are you, Hagar or Sarah, Isaac or Ishmael? Going on here? Yeah. Are Christians manifesting themselves and manifesting the things of the flesh? Or are they manifesting of the Spirit? Who's running these things today in these people? If Christians choose Hagar, they could become a castaway because demons will lead them away. And it's already happening with some. A departure from the faith, my friend. Oh, yeah, they may still have a form of a Christian, but there's no substance. So there's a falling away taking place under the influence of fleshly devils. There's a falling away taking place, just like the Bible said what happened. It's already happened. It's already happening. But I think we're going to see more. So we ask again, whose children are you? Go back to Galatians. Go back to Galatians and continue here. 4, verse 28. 4, verse 28. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. Amen. That's whose children we should be. I am. Are you? See, Ishmael was a wild man. And he and his mother, they were banished to the wilderness. Cast away, cast out, right? We need to cast out Ishmael too. You know, we need to cast out Hagar and fleshly sensual devils. We need to get rid of those things. That which is devilish, that which is sensual, that which is fleshly. We need to banish them from our lives by the power of the Spirit of God within us. But saints, we don't live in the wilderness either. We're not wild men and wild women. So we might be passionate about Jesus and just very zealous for the Lord, but we're not like they were, like Ishmael was a wild man. So we don't live in the wilderness. We live in the promised land. We don't live in a place of darkness and dryness and spiritual voidness. No, we're born of the Spirit from above. That's our divine nature. That's who's living in us, the divine nature of God in our spirit. Yes, hallelujah. So we need to live as a free people. Whom the Son sets free shall be free indeed, right? Sarah was barren a long time. Sarah is a type of the church. Oh, we've tried hard to please God. We've tried hard, but we end up barren, barren, barren. We've worked our hands to the bone trying to make God like us and be pleased with us and earn our way to him. But see, Isaac, a type of Christ, is going to be born. And guess what that's going to do for the church? It's going to put the nature of Jesus in the church. It's going to put the nature of Jesus in us. Because when I say us, when I say the church, that's us. That's the individual believer because we are the church. We make up the church of the living God. That's right. So we need to live from the new birth. We need to live from the new birth, not from the law, not from the letter that will bring us into bondage. The Bible says it is a ministration of death. We're not to live in that kind of bondage. Ephesians 5:30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. That's right. That's who we are. We are now bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Jesus, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. We are now members of his body, the body of who? Jesus, of his flesh and of his bones. That's right. We are the body of Christ, the church, the true church. And this is the place of liberty, the place of abiding in Christ Jesus in the Spirit. See, Adam is a type of Christ. He said, Eve was bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. What is he saying? That this is part of me. That is part of me. Adam was made alive by the breath of God and the dust of the earth. But Eve had to be built. And I'll tell you, she was built well, right? Well, excuse me. She came out of Adam, right? She came out of Adam. Genesis 2. Let's go over there for a moment and just read this. Genesis 2:21. And 22, it says, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto man, And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of a man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Hallelujah. So that happened. Now, the church has to be built. Just like the woman, because we're the woman. The woman represents the church, right? And the church has to be built. The relationship that Adam and Eve have parallels the relationship between Christ and the church. See, Eve is the mother of physical, and the church is the mother of all spiritual. Jerusalem above, not earthly Jerusalem, see? And see, we're still made alive by the breath of God. That same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead now lives in us. If we desire to keep it that way, right? If we do, quicken us, that is. He's going to make it alive. He's going to make us alive. He's going to quicken us. But it is possible to turn him away, isn't it? To reject the work of Jerusalem above, the work of the Holy Spirit. It's possible to turn away from God and reject God and the work of the Holy Spirit and to go back to being the pig that's wallowing in the mire that was once clean. Now I'm back to wallowing in the pig pen, in the mire, the filth, right? 2 Peter 2:20. I don't believe once saved, always saved. I believe you can be once saved, always saved, right? If you stay with Jesus. But if you reject Jesus, if you reject the work of God, you can go back to your mire. Let's read 2 Peter 2:20. For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to a wallowing in the mire. So yeah, people can deny Jesus. People can go, once they got saved, they could reject Jesus. They could reject the work of the Holy Spirit and go right back to where they were. But hey, it's worse for them. Man, it's been better, the Bible says, that they've never known the Lord than to have known the Lord and reject him. Oh, my, my, my. See, this is happening to some believers today and will happen to more in the days ahead because they're going to make choices that are not wise choices. So that's right. That which is sensual, devilish, right? It's going to, earthy, sensual, devilish, is going to get a hold of them. And they're going to let it happen. See, Scripture doesn't teach once saved, always saved, no matter what. Right? Once saved, always saved, no matter what. Like some Baptists, they teach it once saved, always saved. The Baptists are known for that doctrine. Mm-hmm. Calvinism, once saved, always saved. Well, I'm not Calvinist, that's for sure. Okay? And see, Scripture doesn't teach that. See? Just like we read these verses, is that what that's saying, do you think? Of course not. People can give it up, man. They give up Jesus. They have a will. Everybody has a choice. You can reject Jesus or you can keep him all the days of your life, and then it will be once saved, always saved for you because you didn't ever reject him. You kept him. You kept the Holy Spirit in you all the days of your life. See? Well, they have known, and they have quit knowing, returning to their own vomit, fleshly, sensual, devilish. You know, it's been successful because they embraced it. The wisdom of this world, which is satanic, and demons and fallen angels talking to them, listening to the wrong instructions and advice, and that abounds today. And so what happened? In verse 19 of this same chapter here we're reading in Peter, let's read 19. While they promised them liberty, they themselves were the servants of corruption. See, they're not the servants of the Lord. They're the servants of corruption. They're servants of Satan. They're corrupted. Jesus is not corrupted. For of whom a man is overcome, the same as he brought in bondage. So what's overcoming people in the church today? Well, if the devil's overcoming them and they're rejecting the Holy Spirit, then they're returning to the vomit. They're overcome by devilish, by devil, fleshly, sensual, and devil. Right? And are now in bondage again as Hagar, Ishmael. She was in bondage. He was in bondage. A wild man, a wild woman in bondage. Out of the wilderness, wandering about. So there will be many who may have known the Lord, but no longer do so. And I'm not talking about when we sin. We all sin. We all make mistakes. But we're not telling the Holy Spirit to leave us, are we? We're not saying, I don't want to be a Christian anymore, and I don't want the Holy Spirit dwelling in me. I just tell you to leave me now. I don't want you anymore. See, we're not doing that. We sin. We fall short. We make mistakes. But God forgives us. We have the blood that cleanses us from all our sin. And we walk on in the walk with Jesus. We're not walking away from Jesus. We're walking on in Jesus. Even though we failed, even though we sinned, you know, we're not forsaking the Holy Spirit. We're not forsaking the Lord. We're not rejecting the Holy Spirit. Telling him we don't want him and cursing him and rejecting him. We're not doing that. So don't think that you've lost your salvation. You don't lose your salvation. You give it up. See? That's where I differ with some. They say, well, you know, you can lose your salvation. I don't believe you can lose it. I believe you give it up, see, because you can't lose it. It's not fickle. It's not something you just walk along the road one day and, it just fell off. What happened? Where'd the Holy Spirit go? He left me. No, the Bible says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Never. Right? As long as you want him there, he's not going anywhere. See? As long as you might grieve the Holy Spirit, but he's not going to leave you. It says that we can grieve the Spirit, but it doesn't say that the Spirit is going to leave us as long as we walk with the Lord, as long as we choose him. Amen. So don't get under that thing that, oh, you're committed to blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. I've already taught on that. That's not true. That's the rejection of Jesus, the rejection of the work of the Holy Spirit. And you haven't done that. So you wouldn't even be listening tonight, right? You wouldn't care about it. Okay? But we don't want you to ever do it. Okay? Remember, those have rejected the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit. That's what they've done. And so there is no more offering for their sin, as they've rejected the only possible option there is. So as it says in Hebrews, there's no more offering for their sin, but a certain looking forward to a fiery judgment of God. I mean, you know, that's all they have. Once they rejected the work of the Holy Spirit, they don't want him. Yeah. So that's not a good condition to be in, is it? I wouldn't say so. They have truly been overcome and are back in bondage. So hold fast to your profession of faith and your confession. Stay in Jesus. Stay in Jesus. Remember whose children you are, lest you depart from the faith. 1 Timothy 4:1. Lest you depart from the faith. There are people who are going to depart from the faith. I can't emphasize that enough. In these days, there are people who are going to depart from the faith. And it says here in 1 Timothy 4:1, now the Spirit speaketh expressively that in the latter times, which we are living in, right, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Some are going to do it. They're just going to depart from the faith. That's what the Bible says. We are going to see that more and more as things speed up here. And things are speeding up very rapidly right now. See, they're speeding up very rapidly. And I know that times are going to go quicker and faster. Even though you're still going to have your 24-hour days, it's just going to seem like going quicker and faster. And that's what's happening today. And we're seeing the overwhelming influx of devils and people being deceived by the devil. This whole thing is deception on the earth right now. We're being deceived by Satan. I'm not, but I mean, people are. I mean, we're not. We know the truth here, but there are a lot of people who are being deceived. And the COVID-19 and the pandemic and the vaccination, all these things are part of a grand deception to bring in globalism and total new world order. And Satan will rule the earth, he thinks. And so things are speeding up. They think they're going to get away with it. But we got to pray against it. We got to say, no, in Jesus' name, you're not going to get away with it. In Jesus' name, expose you and people's head will see. I know there's great delusion, but not everybody's going to be deluded. So we cry out for the people who can see, that God will give eyes to see, to wake up out of this madness of darkness that's going on right now. And people wake up, because the Bible says some shall depart in the latter time. Some shall depart from the faith. They're going to walk away from Jesus altogether, is what it's telling us here. Some shall depart. How? Giving heed to fleshly, sensual, devilish things. When? In the latter time. And we live in those times of days, folks. Time to get out and get our heads out of the sand, folks. I mean, we need to learn who children we are and remain in the glorious liberty of the sons and the daughters of the living God. We need to live in the glorious liberty right now. And we need to become aware of the warfare being waged so that we are not deceived by the wiles of the devil. They are so tricky and treacherous. You know, they're so deceptive. We need to learn the work of the Holy Spirit and allow him to work fully in us. Notice God brought Eve to Adam. And we are brought, drawn by the Holy Spirit to Jesus. And he makes us bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. See? It's like God brought Eve to Adam, the type of Christ. And we're brought to Christ through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 1 Peter, let's go to 2, verse 5. 1 Peter 2, 5. He also is lively stones. Or build up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Now, you've been brought to Christ, who is spiritual, right? And you have been become, you have made, been made a spiritual house to contain the Spirit of God, the temple of God, which is a spiritual temple of God. And he dwells now in us, and we offer spiritual sacrifices which are made acceptable to God by Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you see this? We are in his body, flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone. Our spiritual sacrifices are made acceptable to God by Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Now look at Ephesians 1:6. Ephesians 1:6. I'm going to give you some revelation here if you get it here in a minute. Hopefully you're going to get this. Ephesians 1:6. The Holy Spirit will have to reveal it to you. But to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood. See, the word says we are accepted in the beloved. Who is the beloved? Jesus Christ is the beloved. Are you in Christ? Well, yes. You are. Then who is the beloved? You and I are the beloved, because we're in Christ Jesus, the beloved, and we're in him, there, and he's the beloved, so we're the beloved also. Who's the beloved of who? The beloved of the Father. So our sacrifices are acceptable to God because Christ's sacrifice, Jesus' sacrifice, was acceptable to the Father. And we abide in Christ, and we've been made acceptable to the Father in Christ. We're acceptable to the Father. So Father God looks on us, and he is pleased. He's not looking at the mess that we all are. He's not looking at, he's looking at the blood of Jesus and the spiritual life in us and what he is, Jesus is making us and forming us into by the Spirit of God in us. See, we and Jesus, the beloved, are one. The Bible says that he that joined to the Lord is one spirit. See, we are joined. Why? Because we live in the Spirit. We are of Sarah and Isaac. We're not of the flesh. We're not of that fleshly, sensual, devilish thing. No. See, in order for you to offer up a spiritual sacrifice, you must be in the Spirit. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And the Father has given us all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus because he gives us Christ Jesus, and we are in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Do you see that? So in Christ, we abound. I mean, we abide continually in the Father's presence through Christ Jesus, and we abide continually in love. And if we get these revelations of love, perfect love casts out fear. We are accepted by him. We're accepted in the beloved. We're in the beloved. Now go back to Galatians. Turn back a page here to Galatians 5:1. Galatians 5:1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. The yoke of bondage is the law, the Ten Commandments, the Old Covenant, going back like so many Christians are doing today. They want to go back and practice the Old Covenant when we have a better covenant, and the Old Covenant passed away because God had something better. But why are all these Christians going back into bondage, right? Why do they want to do that? Now, I'm going to tell you the bondage of this law here. The bondage of going back under the law. See, the law is bondage. Agar. That which is carnal. That which is fleshly. That which is sensual. Now, read verse 4 here. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. If you don't live in that spiritual position, you want to go back under the law, you lose your spiritual place. You cannot walk in the spirit there, see? All right, I'm going further with this, okay? So if we, after living in the Spirit, go back to Hagar, to Ishmael, we make Christ's sacrifice useless to us. Because the law can't bring grace, only the penalty and death. Because the Bible says the law, in Corinthians, it says, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, it says the law is the ministration of death. But in Christ Jesus comes life. And the penalty's been paid. See, you're not going to suffer for your sins from God. The penalty's been paid in Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Yeah, we're not going to pay. We don't have to pay. Jesus paid. See? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Penalty's been paid. That's something to shout about. Hallelujah. So live in the Spirit, family God. Live in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit, not in the law. Walk in the Spirit, and you will, the Bible says, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You will not be controlled by those lusts in the fleshly realm full of devils. See, we need to allow the fruit of the Spirit to rule us and give us the ability to war against the flesh. See, we need to allow the fruit of the Spirit to rule in our life and give us the ability, I'm repeating it, and war against the flesh. This is the key to some victory here, folks. Because we're at war with the flesh and the no good thing that Paul said, demons, right, that dwell in therein, that dwell in the flesh. Paul said, no good thing dwells in my flesh. That means liveth, abideth, liveth, as if something living in people's flesh. And the flesh is attached to the soul. It's part of the soul. What is the soul? The soul is the mind, will, and emotion, right? And the spirit is where the Holy Spirit lives. We are three parts, body, soul, and spirit. Demons are in the body. Demons are in the soul. Demons are not in the spirit. They are not in your spirit. The Holy Spirit is living in your spirit. Okay, that is joined to the Lord. That is where we can walk in the spirit from. Okay? But we must allow the fruit of the spirit to rule us and give us the ability to war against this flesh. We are at war. Right? We are at war. So in and under the law, it is not possible to walk in the spirit. It is not possible for those who want to join the Hebrew Roots group and keep all the law and do all the feasts and keep everything perfectly, which they can't do, and cry unclean when they're having their periods and all the things that they had to do under that old covenant law, including keep the Ten Commandments, which is not possible. For those, they cannot walk in the Spirit. Do you see that? They cannot walk in the Spirit. It's not possible to walk in the Spirit. Only under grace can a person walk in the Spirit. Only living under grace. The Bible says grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And with what came by Jesus Christ comes the ability to walk in the Spirit. And when you walk in the Spirit, what happens? 5:18 of Galatians. Yeah, this is exciting. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. See, you can't be under the law and be led of the Spirit. You can't be under the law and walk in the Spirit. Okay? Reading on. If you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. And read verse 17. For For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. See, so those who want so bad keep this law. Okay? They're in this that state or condition where they cannot walk in the spirit. Therefore, what happens? The flesh and the demons, therefore, are going to take the rule over them and continue to deceive them. Because only in the spirit, not the letter, not the law, can we conquer the flesh. By what? The fruit of the fruits of the spirit. And walking in the spirit, walk in the spirit, only under grace can we walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and have the power of the Holy Spirit working in our lives. The law is administration of death, not life, according to 2 Corinthians 3:7. Read it yourself. So no wonder there are those who never seem to be able to overcome or to get the victory over their flesh. And their fleshly devils that are in there, and their lust, and their worldliness, and their earthliness. You know, they're attempting to be lawkeepers instead of living in grace and truth, which Jesus brought forth as a better covenant, one that works and is powerful against our adversaries. This works, folks. This is the only thing. It's not going to work. You go back under the law. You will not overcome a devil. The devil will overcome you. You go back under the law and fall from grace. Okay? You're not able to walk in the spirit. Right? You're not going to be able to do that. You're just not going to be able to do it. As much as you'd like to be able to do it, you're not going to be able to do it. It says, verse 25, if we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. See? We're called to walk in the spirit. We're not called to walk in the flesh. And look at verse 16. This I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. See? Walk in the spirit. What are we walking in when we walk in the spirit? We're walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what that means. We're walking in the fruit of the spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience, you know, all those things of the spirit. See? We're walking in them. When we walk in those nine fruits of the spirit, we are walking by the power of the Holy Spirit, and we shall know them by their fruits. If somebody else is walking in those nine fruits of the Spirit, we're going to know them by those fruits. They're not the fruit of man. They're not the fruit of the flesh. They're the fruit of the Holy Ghost, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. That's how I know that they're saved, too, you know, because they're manifesting. They're walking by the fruit and the power of the Holy Spirit. Again, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Whoa. You see that stuff? Yeah. There are those that are attempting to be lawkeepers instead of living in grace and truth, which Jesus brought forth, right? You know, one that works, and we have this better covenant. We're able to overcome our adversaries. So we need to learn to manifest the fruit of the Spirit through the power of the Holy Spirit to defeat the lust of the flesh. Walking in the Spirit is walking in the fruit done by the Spirit of God in you when we yield to Him instead of yielding to our flesh, which is against the Spirit, and they're contrary one to another. What's contrary to the Spirit of God? Well, it tells you right here. The works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revilings, and such the like, of which I told you before, and I've told you in time past, that they would do such things or live such things out as their nature, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Oh, yeah. See, that is our adversary, the devil. Every one of those is demons. Every one of those is demons. They're fleshly, the devils in our flesh. These are things that people do and get the demons of fornication. They get the demons of envy. They get the demons of idolatry, demons of witchcraft, demons of hatred, the demons of variance, of emulations, of wrath, of strife, of seditions, of heresy, of envy, of murders. Murderous spirit, drunkenness spirit, reviling spirit, on and on it goes, see? And when we walk in the power, the fruit of the Spirit, we can overcome those things. We can cast out devils in Jesus' name by the power of the Spirit of God. We can overcome these things when they try to tempt us and rule us. Amen. 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 See, we can, by the Holy Spirit and His power, walk in the Spirit through truth and knowledge of the truth by living in grace, not law, as the children of the free, but not of the children of bondage. Remember, let's go to Galatians, read one more scripture on it. Galatians 4:28. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. The law is not going to be the heir with the one who walks in the glorious liberty of grace and of the sons of God. Not going to do it. See? Not going to happen. The law cannot save them. Going back into the law cannot save them. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. But just like it was, he that was born after the flesh, in verse 29, he persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. I tell you, deliverance has got me the most persecution, but after that, the thing that got me the most persecution from Christians is preaching grace. Preaching grace. People don't want to hear it. They want to keep the rules. They want to do something to earn their way to heaven, earn their way to God. They think if I could just do more, if I could just try harder, if I could just be a better this or a better that, then God will receive me. Hey, all of our righteousness is filthy rags. How's he going to receive you that way? It isn't going to happen. We're saved by grace. It's a gift of God, not of work, lest any man should boast. They're not of law keeping, not of any of that. But yet, oh, they want to persecute you for that. No, no, that's not right. No, no, no. And we get that persecution. After deliverance, they give me on grace. They don't like that. They don't want to hear that. It's too much for them. Oh, don't give me that. Give me law. Could you give me something I can do, something I can try harder on, something I can read a self-help book and change. Well, you can't change, really, except by the power of the Holy Spirit, my friend. That's it. We need the power of the Holy Spirit if we're really going to change. So, hey, yeah, they'll persecute you for that, for walking in grace. They don't want you walking in grace. Oh, no, that's extreme. You mean, what? You're free? Sin doesn't have dominion over you when you walk in grace, not law? Says in Romans chapter 6, right? Yeah. That's right. Oh, that's just heresy. We can't receive that. Oh, that's what the legalists will say. But Romans 6:14 says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. But if you go back under the law, guess who's going to have dominion over you? That's right. Sin. And sin lieth at a door, at your door, and its desire is for you, and it's loaded with devils. That's right. Oh, yeah. So as we now know how it can be done, we walk in the Spirit by the power of the Spirit that dwells in us, by the fruit of the Spirit that's manifested by the Spirit of God in us. See? Do you see that? Because so many people haven't a clue what it means to walk in the Spirit. They don't understand that. Even though they quote it, they read it. Oh, yeah, we need to walk in the Spirit. Then we won't do our lust. But they don't know what it means. Well, I just told you about it. You didn't get it the first time. Listen again. Until you get it, you're going to get the revelation of it. You're going to get the understanding. God wants you to have the understanding. So now that we know how it can be done by the Spirit of God, to live as a Christian, we need to know, is going to be spiritual warfare. I've said it before. I'll say it again. To live as a Christian is spiritual warfare. Relationships of any kind. Marriage, oh man, marriage gets attacked, folks. If you have a Christian marriage, you're going to be attacked. You need to be on guard. You need to walk in the Spirit. You need to do warfare against these spirits that bind and loose and apply the blood over your marriage and over your mate and each other. You know, it's tough to be married at today's climate where marriages are being attacked. But any relationship is going to be attacked. Friends, children, work, relatives, church, all of them are going to include warfare. And we need to open our eyes to a broader view of things. Okay? We don't need a worldview today. We need a word view. People all say, well, you need to get a worldview. No, we need a word view of everything. We need to see everything through the word of God. For example, Paul knew that life was warfare. He knew it, and he wrote in Ephesians about it because much warfare had gone on in Ephesus because as the United States of America, Ephesus was full of devils and occultism and magic and witchcraft and idolatry, just like the United States of America, just like most of all of the nations of the world are full of witchcraft and idolatry. That's right. Let's go over to Acts 19. Acts 19. 27. 19, verse 27. All right. So that not only this, our craft is in danger. We're talking in Ephesus. We're talking about it in Ephesus and how they worship Diana there. So that not only this, our craft is in danger to be set at naught, but also that the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised and her magnificence since should be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worshipeth. See, Diana was worshipped by so many. And when they heard these sayings, they were full of wrath and cried out, saying, great is Diana of the Ephesians. And the whole city was filled with confusion, and having caught Gaius and Aristarchus, just men of Macedonia, Paul's companions in travel, they rushed with one accord into the theater. See, Diana, the goddess, full of witchcraft, full of lust, nakedness, nudity, temple prostitution, was in the government officials as well. It was in all of them. If they didn't know Jesus, they were heathen. They were paganists, and they were worshiping idols. They were worshiping witchcraft in the government. The government today is full of witchcraft and devils today up in the district of criminals. It's a district of devils. Devils are dictating to a person that barely can figure things out. They're dictating what they should do. And others, too, that are in control, their devils are running things. Satan is running things. And we got to pray against that. We got to call that Diana. We got to call that witchcraft down. Look at verse 35 and 36 here. 35, 36. And when the town clerk had appeased the people, he said, ye men of Ephesus, what man is there that knoweth not how that the city of Ephesians is a worshiper of the great goddess Diana, and out of the image which fell down from Jupiter? Seeing then that these things cannot be spoken against, ye ought to be quiet and to do nothing rashly. So, you know, what's he telling them? Yeah, it would seem there were many temples, or should I say churches in one temple, in Ephesus, not just one. Just like our many churches in the United States, there were many churches of Diana, right? Verse 37, for ye have brought hither these men, which are neither robbers of churches, notice plural, so they had churches of Ephesus, of Diana there, nor yet blasphemers of your God, goddess. See? So they had churches. So we see a world, really, that's not any different from our America today. So where is our American Idol? Seems to me there's a program called American Idol, isn't there? Isn't that idolatry? And the many spirits that inhabit them? Right, where's our American idols and all the spirits that inhabit them? Come on, are we just that blind and ignorant today that we can't see the idolatry and the witchcraft of our country, that we can't see the false worship, the witchcraft, the lust, the looseness sexually? Oh, yeah, we can't be that blind. Look, let me name some. Let's name some idols, sports, TV. Hollywood, mascots, stars of Hollywood, full of demons, and food, money, gambling, drugs, hobbies. I mean, listen, the list could go on and on. Diana, sex. America worships sex. We are worshiping goddess Diana here, and we don't even know it. We're worshiping sex. People worship sex. They worship sex. It's all about pleasure. I want some. I got to get some. Got to have it. And if
you know, just I'll tell you, pleasure, sexual pleasure. See, we need to wake up. We live in a pagan, demonized culture just as bad as Ephesus and Rome. And it's getting worse. Money. Some people worship money. Some people worship the mammon, the spirit of mammon. Health. People worship health. Self. Abortion. Diana's abortion, too. Good looks. Look at the magazines. They're tributes to our idols today. What's going on here? We need to wake up. Violence. Americans are addicted to violence. I mean, we live in a pagan, demonized culture. The same devils are doing their work today with our Western mindset. We don't want to admit it, right, or face it because we like to look upon ourselves as educated, wise, and enlightened society and all that bull. But America is clothed with gross darkness, and people don't even see it. We're clothed with gross darkness in our country. We need to wake up and start seeing through the glasses of the biblical worldview, not the worldview, not the demonic painted worldview, not the worldview that Satan has painted for us that we look through and we're deceived by it. The biblical view is nonstop spiritual conflict ever since Adam and Eve. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Intense at times. And oh my, it does get very intense. I say, if you've been living as a Christian any amount of time trying moving ahead in Jesus, in grace, then you are going to experience warfare. And even if you're just a nominal Christian, you're going to have warfare. You're not going to understand what's going on. You're not going to understand the devils are doing this stuff. You say, well, I guess this must be the will of God. And you're ignorant, not knowing that it's a spiritual attack. Or I guess, well, this happened. Bad things happen to good people. Don't know why, but I know why. It's the devil. It's demons. It's fallen beings of darkness that hate you. Yeah. The biblical view is much more relevant than we realize to the time that we're living in today, folks. Much more relevant. Go back to Acts. I mean, to Ephesians. I'm sorry. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 18 and 19. Ephesians 4, 18 and 19, having the understanding darkened. Do you think anybody's like that today? What's going on with people today? You think their understanding is darkened? Yes, I guarantee you it is. There's a lot of people with darkened understanding. Only Jesus by the Holy Spirit can give us light. Only he can light up our understanding. Being alienated from the life of God. Well, no wonder they're darkened. They're living in darkness. So they're alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that's in them. They're ignorant. They're ignorant because they don't know Jesus. Therefore, the Bible says they're ignorant. I didn't call them ignorant. The Bible called them ignorant, right? The ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Oh, this is the condition of people today. Is there any difference here? None. Homes are full of this filth. Even Christian homes. Harry Potter. Christians clinging to Harry Potter. What's wrong with you clinging to witchcraft? Why do you want all the Harry Potter DVDs in your home? Why would you do that as a Christian? Yoga, astrology, reading your horoscope, being hypnotized. Mary, Diana worship, right? Praying to Mary, you know, praying to saints. What are you doing? Where is the chapter and verse for that? Give me the chapter and verse. It's not there, which is praying to demons. When you pray to the saints, you're praying to demons because it's unbiblical. You don't pray to the saints. If you pray to the saints, then devil, you're doing what the devil wants, so you're praying to demons. When you pray to Mary, God says, we don't pray to anybody but to the Father in Jesus' name. So if you're praying to Mary, what are you doing? You're praying to a demon entity called Mary, a fallen angel called Mary, that receives the worship and veneration that is supposedly directed toward Mary, the mother of Jesus. Well, no, that's not allowed. So where is it going? Where do you think it's going? It's going to devil, right? And then we have dwarves and elves and Santa Clauses and leprechauns and Cupid and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Saturday, all named after gods. Yes, there's witchcraft all inundated in our society today. When are we going to wake up? Pagan God Day, Sunday, Monday. Oh, man. Buffy, Twilight, homosexuality, New Age beliefs, superstition. Oh, my. Witchcraft. Witches doing witchcraft. Cursing people. Putting spells and hexes and vexes out there. Magic. Black cats. Easter egg. Really? A rabbit? Really? We just went through that. Churches having Easter egg hunts. And rabbits give them, oh, venerated. Really? I mean, really? Halloween. Starbucks. Demonic. Starbucks. Man, I wouldn't support them. I would not buy coffee from them if that was the last place. But you know what? I don't drink coffee, so I wouldn't buy coffee anyway. But still, the point is, I wouldn't go there for hot chocolate. I wouldn't go there for tea. No. UFOs, fallen angels, fallen aliens manifesting as, you know, aliens, which are demons or fallen angels manifesting as aliens, right? The deception is coming through that today. Witchcraft in that. There's all these UFO sightings over Canada. Well, no wonder, because their dark leader up there is a God hater as well as Biden is. So no wonder it's happening. Pokemon, dolls, all of them paganism. Dolls are pagan in origin. So be careful about bringing dolls into your home, because they could become animated by demons and move around, do things in your home. I had reports of that. Dowsing. Dowsing is occultism. The point being here is we are just as much a pagan society as the ancient societies of Ephesus. Just as much. Just as much. May not look exactly the same, but it's still the same type of spirits were operating here in America, here in Canada, in Mexico, wherever. Around the world. I mean, these spirits are manifesting. Just like as when Paul walked the earth. And I got to finish this up. I'm running out of time. Hey, Ephesus in Asia had their J.K. Rowling too. Well, yeah, because they had to gather all the books together. I better start closing here, but look at Acts. But this would be, I guess we better stop it over to Acts 19. So we look at verses 18 and 19. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds, and many of them also which had curious or arts or occult books, basically New Age occult books, witchcraft books, brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them, found it to be 50,000 pieces of silver. Wow. See? They had their witchcraft paraphernalia back then, too. They had their curse popping stuff that they used to pop curses on people and to put curses on people and to do hexes, vexes, and all that stuff, just like we do today. Spells and jinxes. And, well, they did it. There was nothing new under the sun. And they burned it all. And there's a lot of Christians that need to burn some stuff, too, or get rid of some stuff today. In their lives as well. Amen. There's a lot of things that we need to do to clean up out of our home, right? Oh, yeah. Things have religious names, too, but it was inaccurate. It was a mess. It was a mix. And so the true powers is told about behind it all in Ephesians chapter 6. We see that it's wicked spirits in heavenly places and all these different principalities and powers. These are spirits behind the stuff. Yeah, you cannot build a church, a home that is husband, wife, and children without warfare today. You can't do it. You can't build a godly, good relationship without warfare. You cannot build friendships without warfare. You cannot. Everything good in God is opposed by evil spirits today. Why are people sick? Sickness is demons too. It's a demons at work. Not all, okay, but all have their origin in the demonic realm. Because God, there was no You know, God is not the author of sickness and disease. He didn't have any sickness in the Garden of Eden. He didn't need to take a vaccine, okay? He wasn't sick when he walked the earth, okay? Like that Franklin Graham saying, if Jesus were here, he'd take the vaccine. Come on, really? Jesus didn't need a vaccine. He doesn't get sick. He wouldn't take it if he was. He just believed the Father, and the Father, he'd be healed. But he didn't get sick. There's no evidence of that in the scripture at all. But why do people have to fight to stay well? Do they have to fight to get sick? No. You don't have to fight to get sick. Do you have to fight to have a bad marriage? No. You have one easily. If you don't fight a good fight of faith, you're going to have a bad marriage. You're going to have a struggle. If you don't do spiritual warfare, you don't learn to rebuke the devil. So just like you don't have to fight to get sick, you do have to fight to get well, though. Right? See, what is God good and right and healthy is the warfare. What is evil is not. Okay? What is separation from Jesus and the life of God, the Zoe of God, is easy to receive in this world. That's easy to receive. It's all around you. You can just receive that right and left. You can receive all the lust you want, all the witchcraft you want, all the mammon and the greed, and you can receive all you want of that. It's not hard to receive that. Oh, it's all around us. The atmosphere is inundated with these things. And the church is presently so polluted by paganism and subtle little things of Satan that certain spirits of deception have moved in on the church. They're deceiving Christians right and left. Okay? Not all of them. Thank God that it's not all. Thank God there are people who believe the word of God and they know the word of God and they're not going to be deceived by the enemy and they're not going to be taken out by the enemy. Thank God for his remnant church. But, you know, we need preachers who will separate themselves from evil and paganism. And then people in the pulpit, people in the pew too, people in the seats out there, they too will need to separate themselves from evil. And they will if the leaders do. But if the leaders don't, how can they? See, even if preachers did, though, nowadays, only a few would follow, right? Every aspect of society has been infiltrated. I mean, is there a conspiracy going on? You bet there's a conspiracy going on. The conspiracy of evil ever since Adam and Eve fell, even when they did fall, there was a conspiracy of evil right there in the garden in that tree attacking Eve, warring against her, warring against the truth, warring against God. And it's going on right now in our society. There is a conspiracy of evil, a conspiracy of darkness. At every level of society, in business, in politics, of course, in the medical industry, in business, in the church, every aspect of society has been infiltrated. That's right. When will we in the church wake up and shed our Western view of things and put on the Bible view? The proper view of things. We'll get the proper viewpoint. We'll get the proper revelations of things. When will you take a stand to not be deceived and follow the and quit following the crowd, even the church crowd? Just because a book is a top seller to Christians does not mean that God is in that book, does it? Yeah, there's some books that come out that God wasn't in at all. And yet, oh, the Christians were flocking to buy them, like The Shack, for instance. God wasn't in a book, but Christians were buying it and reading it like crazy, right? Remember, wide is the gate that leads to destruction, and narrow is the road that leads to life. It is always the remnant or small number who really follow after Jesus, after God. Not that which, you know, the world congratulates and pets and pampers and agrees with. No, not that. The world hates us. The Bible says the world hates you and me. Time to put on your biblical view and get rid of that worldview. Get rid of that worldly, sensual, devilish thing. Because just because something is big and everybody in the church believes it or is doing it or hearing it or reading it does not make it God, folks. Discernment, discerning the times and the ways of our society, folks. Realize we're living in a modern-day Ephesus in America. Then you'll know what to do. Then you'll know how to walk in the Spirit by the power of the Spirit of God. Amen. This is where I'm going to stop. Thank you, God. Father, we thank you for the word of God tonight. Thank you, Lord, for showing us some things that we need to see here tonight, that we will be awakened to and understand the revelation of these things and understand the kind of world we're living in today and understand how to really walk in the Spirit and what that really means, as so many did not understand that. And Lord, we thank you for just giving us revelation knowledge, giving us protection around about us, that mighty hedge of protection from the evil one and all the devices of darkness against each of us in our homes and our marriages and our jobs and our finances and our health and our everything, you know, it's just warfare. But Lord, you give us the victory over the power of darkness, and we have the power over those spirits, those wicked spirits that are waging war against us. So Lord, I pray that each of us will use that power, use that authority, and not let it lie dormant and think that we can't do anything. We just have to put up with it. That's just the way it is. No, let's not, Lord, just don't let us be those that let it lie dormant, that don't do anything with our authority and power that you've given us. We bind the devil tonight in Jesus' name. We bind him off your marriage. I bind him off my marriage. I bind him off the family. I bind him off your family, my family. I bind him off your finances in Jesus' name. I bind him in Jesus' name off your health right now. I rebuke him and bind him off your health, off my health, your health, my health, your health. Yeah, I break the power of sickness and disease that will come against your health tonight in Jesus' name. We release healing and health upon your body in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that by your stripes we were healed. Yes, I bind the enemy off of your job situation and the people that you work with. I bind the enemy from ruling and attacking you there and trying to take you out there in various manners. And I loose the blessing and favor of God upon you at work in Jesus' name, that there be blessing and favor at work, that you be promoted when others seem to, that should have got it, don't get it, you get it if you want to be promoted. Amen. Let you be blessed and others not be blessed, that are pagans and heathens and lost ones that reject Jesus. And they'll wonder why you're getting blessed, and they'll come to you and want to know Jesus. Yes, because why are you getting blessed? What do you know that I don't know? Well, then you can tell them, I know Jesus. Do you want to know him? Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory and praise now. Thank you for this word tonight and the deliverance that we're going to do in a few minutes here. We give you praise and glory for that. Thank you for ministering to us here. We give you all the praise, all the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes and we're going to do some deliverance for the remainder of the program. Okay.
Neither give place, neither give place, neither give place to the devil. Neither give place, neither give place, neither give place to the devil.
Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist.
Because your adversary the devil,
as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
Who is it? Steadfast in the faith.
To God.
Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil,
as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
Who resists? Steadfast in the faith.
All right. Welcome back. Excuse me. Welcome back. Let's do some deliverance now. All right. Let's break hexes, vexes, spells, and jinxes right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against every hex, vex, spell, jinx, word curse over you. And we cancel the assignment of those words. We cancel the assignment of those hexes, vexes, spells, jinxes, witchcraft against you. And we command the spirits that were sent to you through those words, even if they did it in ignorance, they said things over you, spoke things over you. We cancel the assignment of those words and command those demons that were sent your way through those hexes, vexes, spells, and jinxes and witchcraft to come out of you right now. Come out. Come out, 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 come out. All those witchcraft curses that have been sent against you, we cancel their assignment over you and command the spirits to come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out now, all the way out. Come out, 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 come all the way out in the name of Jesus Christ right now. Move, move, and keep moving. Move, move, move. The blood of Jesus cancels your assignment right now. We apply the blood against those spirits right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, witchcraft. Come out. Come out to do you damage. We break the power of those words. We cancel the words, even that you spoke over yourself or I spoke over any words that we spoke over ourselves. We cancel those words assignments right now. Command any spirits that attach themselves to those words to go right now. Get out. Go. Come out. 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 Come out of there all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. A woman asked us to pray. Forgot to do that. She's out in the chat room and said, please pray for my son who wants to take the vaccine. All right, Father, we pray for her son that wants to take the vaccine. We would just pray that their eyes would be open and that they would do what the mother prefers for them to do, Father, and they would not be deceived. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that people don't give in to that pressure from the outside, but make their decisions based on true science and true knowledge and what the Spirit of God tells them to do. If Christians would just ask the Lord, do you want me to take the vaccine? I think a lot of them wouldn't have taken it, because the Lord's not going to tell you to do it. I don't believe he will. I don't believe he'd do that. But that's my opinion, and that's what I believe, that he wouldn't tell a person to do that. Well, so I think that people have been listening to deceiving spirits, perhaps. All right. Anyway, moving on. Thank you for this woman, and thank you for her son, and thank you for taking care of that, Lord, in Jesus' name. All right. Continuing here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We break the generational family line curse. In Jesus' name, the curse of a short life, that you will not live the long life that God wants you to live. We break that curse over you right now, a short life. We break that curse. You come out of there right now. In Jesus' name, the Bible says, with a long life, I will sanctify. But we break those generational curses of early death right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that comment. Come out of there right now. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go all the way up out of there. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. In Jesus' name. The generational curse of early death. We break that curse over you that you will live a long life in Jesus' name. We break that curse. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. We break that curse of stress and anxiety.
We command the spirits of stress and anxiety to come out of there. Go, 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 go. Listen, I mean, people are buying stuff all the time to lessen their stress in life. All these anti-stress medications and over-the-counter medications and natural homeopathic medication for stress and herbal for stress. And people are so stressed out. And this is a spirit of stress that's attacking this country and other countries as well. But we're majoring here on America tonight. So we just command any spirit of stress and anxiety to come out of people right now. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out now. All the way out. All that stress and anxiety, come out now. Come out. Come out. Come out. Keep coming out. Keep coming all the way out. Up and out right now. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Stress, come out. Stress, anxiety, tension. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Heart trouble from stress. You come out. Heart trouble. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on. Heart trouble, circulatory problems from stress. You come out right now. The demon's working you over. I'm going to get you all worked up into things, into a frenzy. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. All that stress. Come out. Come out now. Come out. All that anxiety. All that poor circulation. All that heart trouble. Come out. We break the curses over your heart, over your circulatory system. Come out. 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 Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. Up and out. In Jesus' name, you have to go up and out. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Go. Go. All that spirit of going, of Ishmael, going under Ishmael, birthing Ishmael. You come out. That Ishmael spirit. Come out. Come out. Hagar, Ishmael. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Worldly, sensual, devilish spirits. Come out. All those worldly, sensual, devilish spirits. Come out. Sensual, sensual spirits. Come out. Come on. We break that curse over you. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Take a few coughs. Get them moving. All the way out. All the way. Get them moving. Up out of there. Go. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Worldly, sensual, devilish. Come out. Keep coming out. All the way out. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Keep coming out. Up and out. Go, go. Move, 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 move. Keep moving. In Jesus' name, loose them and let them go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. All the way up out of there. Move, 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 move. Move in Jesus' name. All that spirit of living under the law, that law-keeping spirit, come out, come out, bondage to the law, bondage to the old covenant. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, bondage to the Hebrew roots movement. Come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, go, 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 come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out. Jesus' name, you have to go. You have to go up and out of there. Move, move, and keep moving. Jesus' name, come out. Come on, all that law keeping, all those religious spirits, come out. Come on, all those religious and legalistic spirits of legalism, come out. Come out, legalism, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out. You know, those legalistic spirits, I mean, you know, they will keep people from receiving the things of the Spirit. Because the things of the Spirit don't come under the law. They come under grace. See, the baptism of the Holy Spirit came through grace. It didn't come through law-keeping. So some people who are trying to keep the law, they can't receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit until they get under grace properly. You know, when they're trying to live under the law and the Ten Commandments and the Old Covenant, you can't receive the things of the New Covenant. That's not easily received because there's so much unbelief in there. There's so much fear of judgment and trying to get things by your own ability and power, and they don't come that way. See, they come by grace through faith. Faith, faith, faith. The just shall live by faith, not by law, not by the Ten Commandments. It doesn't say the just shall live by the Ten Commandments. It says the just shall live by faith. Faith. All right, keep coming out of there. All that religious spirit, come out. Come out. All that legalism, come out. Come out. I bind you, legalistic spirit. You come up out of there. Move in the name of Jesus right now. Move in the name of Jesus. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name, that religious deception, you come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Religious deception. Go, go. Controlled by religious deception. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of the idolatry, you come out. Idolatry, yeah, we're like I preach and talk. The Americans got so much idolatry, people don't even know it. They're like Ephesus. They're like Ephesus, and they don't even know it. Come out, all that idolatry, come out. Come out, idolatry, all the way out. That idolatry spirit, come out, 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 come out. We break the curse of idolatry over your life. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out. Come on. All the way out. Keep going. Keep moving. All the way out. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Move in Jesus' name. Move, idolatry. Come out. Come out. Come out. Sports. Idolizing sports. Come out. The sports spirits. Come out. Come out. The hobby spirits. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on. Those mammon spirits, idolizing money, that greed, that mammon spirit, you come out. Come on. Beard of mammon, beard of greed, come out. Come out. Lusting for things, come out. Come out. Come out. Not wrong for you to have things. It's wrong for things to have you. If things have control of you, then a spirit has control of you. Come out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, keep coming out. Keep coming out. Come on. Lust for things. That spirit of wanting things, greedy things, greedy money. Come out. Mammon. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That fogginess, that mental fogginess, fogginess over your mind. A lot of people get the fog come in lately, and it isn't the favor of God fog. It's a fogginess from Satan and devil, and we just command that fogginess over the mind and in the mind to come out of your mind right now. That fogginess, the fog has moved in on this nation, it seems, and there is a fog of favor of God. I mean, F-O-G, favor of God, but there's also a fog of the devil that comes into people's minds to blind them so they're easily deceived and easily do wrong things and make wrong decisions. So we command that fogginess to come out. Come out, 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 come out. All that fogginess, all those clouds over you, dark clouds, all the way out. Come out. All that spirit of blindness, spiritual blindness, come out. Spiritual blindness, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, spiritual blindness. You come out. Come out all the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Spiritual blindness. You got to go. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus right now. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. All that spiritual blindness. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out now, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, spirit of rebellion, you come out. Spirit of rebellion, come out, come out, come out. Come all the way out. Keep coming, keep moving. Spirit of rebellion, come out. We break it. See, rebellion's in the land, and rebellion's easy to pick up in this land. Yeah, because there's so much rebellion against God. I mean, what is homosexuality, but rebellion against God and following the lust, the unclean lust, and leading to reprobate minds. So we command that spirit to go too. Come out. Come out. All perversions of the natural, come out. Come out. Come out. Perverted lust, come out. 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 Come on out. Up and out. Go in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out, come out, 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 all the way out, up and out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. Move, 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 move. All that perverted lust, come out. all the way out, all that fecal uncleanness, nasty spirit, come out, off color, come out, all the way out, keep going, let it go, all the way out of there, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out, all the way, keep going, keep moving out, up and out, in the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, you have to go, you have to go, all the way out. All the way out, Jesus' name, that spirit that suppresses you, that demon spirit that wants to suppress you spiritually, that spirit of suppression, you come out. We break the curse of spiritual suppression. You come out right now. Spiritual suppression, come out, come out. Being, feeling like you're being suppressed. Something is suppressing you. Something is holding you down, holding you back. That spiritual suppression spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Spiritual suppression, go. In the name of Jesus, go. Right now, go, go. Move, move, move. Spiritual suppression, come all the way out. Up and out, up and out. All the way up out of there, go. Spiritual suppression, all the way. Go, go. We break the curse. We break the power of the spirit. Come out. Keep coming out. Spirits of compromise, come out. Come out of there. Spirits of compromise. Come on. All the way out. Break that compromising spirit trying to move upon the church today. Come out. Compromising doctrine. Compromising beliefs. Compromising actions. Come out. Come out. All that compromise. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them. Let them go up and out of it. Come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, that spirit of performance and never doing enough, not able to do enough for the Lord, that spiritual, that false religious performance, come out, come out, come out. Religious performance. No, I'm not doing enough. I'm not reading enough. I'm not praying enough. We all need to pray more, but not out of legalism, not out of law. We pray more because we want to. Because we will to. We desire to pray, spend more time with Jesus. See, come out, all the way out. Go, all the religious performance, all that spirit of guilt, all that Catholic guilt. Come out, come out, all the way out. Let it go, up and out, all the way up out of there. Go, in Jesus' name, go, 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 go. If you're in the area, we're going to have a special deliverance service at the church Sunday, 10:30 a.m. So if you're in the area, 2102 Old Hardin Road, Billings, Montana. So I hope to see you there. God bless you. And we need to seal this deliverance now. Father, we thank you for this time of deliverance. We ask you to just seal the deliverance, the people who have received deliverance today. And we thank you, Lord, that they'll be able to keep what they got and continue to get more. Father, we pray you bless every listener to the program. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, folks. We love you. Appreciate you listening tonight. Thank you for tuning in. May the Lord bless you, be with you, and give you spiritual discernment and understanding. And we give God the glory for what he's doing in your life. And we appreciate each of you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for praying for us. We need your prayers. Pray for us. I do a lot of this frontline stuff here with people throughout the week on the phone and emails and otherwise as well. So, yeah. All right. Good night.
like a mighty wave. Come like a mighty wave. Lord, send your spirit all across the land. Leave no darkness lingering. Fill it all with your mighty hand. You lift us up and you pull us out. You set our feet upon solid ground. Solid ground. Lost in the wave of your power. Cover this whole land with your grace. Melt heart the stone so they will seek your face. Come like a mighty wave. Come like a mighty wave. Lord, start a fire in our hearts, burning with desire to share your love. Come and unite us, help us win the love. Come like a mighty wave. Come like a mighty wave. Come like a mighty wave. Come like a mighty wave.
Amen, folks. Well, that's it for another week. And we love each of you, and thank you for being here and listening and supporting. And we support you with our prayers, and we care for you. God bless you, and good night. You're very special people. Bye-bye now.